Because of the coronavirus outbreak, we are repeating Craft Beer on the Bay features from the last 6 years. This is an earlier Craft Beer on the Bay. Last week, Heavy Seas brewmaster and operations manager Chris Leonard described the importance of finding just the right hops in brewing a truly great craft beer. The process involves deciding on the types of hops to use, bittering, flavoring, dual purpose, and/or aroma hops, and then selecting the specific variety within each hop type. I asked Chris Leonard to talk about the range of flavors available from the many varieties of hops.
Hops have gotten more diverse in the past 20 years. Originally American hops, citrus, grapefruit from Cascade hop in particular, and some piney flavors from Chinook, or what most American craft brewers knew. Older hop varieties from Germany, such as Tettnanger, or hops from the Hallertau region, have kind of a spicy herbal quality to them. And then English hops from the UK, Kent Goldings being one, Fuggle being another, are usually earthy, sometimes have a bit of a berry quality to them, a little more subtle than American hops. So you see a range of flavors depending on the region, usually. And then again, as growers become more experimental and innovative, the Germans have started growing some hops that have some what we would call American characteristics, tropical fruit, melon. There's a hop called Mandarina Bavaria, which I think speaks for itself. It has a tangerine aroma to it that's grown in Germany. Down in Australia and New Zealand, they've developed a wide range of hops that have blueberry and cantaloupe, melon-type flavors. The range of fruit and pine and earthy flavors that one can pick up in hop flavors has grown tremendously. So our choices have gotten better, but our job's gotten trickier because sometimes with too many choices, how do you blend and marry all these things together?
But from talking to Chris and many other outstanding Maryland brewers, I've learned that they all enjoy the adventure. The development of each craft beer recipe has an element of experimentation. What if we blended these hops or changed the malt this time? Or if we introduced this strain of yeast? What if we made a single hop IPA? This weekend, take a look at the beer you're drinking and jump online and find out what kind of hops the brewer used to make it taste so good. Cheers. You have just listened to a previously aired Craft Beer on the Bay. Because of the COVID-19 outbreak, we are repeating Craft Beer on the Bay features.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from Amendment 21 Liquors on Harford Road, with over 250 craft beers in stock.